The next 2 weeks at the state capitol are going to be very busy as lawmakers face the deadline for the new budget. As our capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, several issues still remain unresolved.
Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on justice.
Religious leaders lobbied for inclusion of the millionaire's tax in the state budget. Governor Cuomo has asked for an extension of the temporary income tax surcharge on New Yorkers making more than $1 million. Republicans who lead the Senate with the help of some breakaway Democrats want to end the tax. Democrats who control the Assembly want to add even more higher tax brackets for the state's top income earners. Angela Warner runs a food pantry at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Albany, which served 18,000 people last year. She says that's a 12% increase over the prior year.
The expansion and extension of this millionaire's tax will go a long way to ensuring that the most vulnerable can have access to the resources they need to live a good quality of life. I kind of think of it as the anti-trickle-down economics, that instead of leaving it in the hands of the rich to make donations, we're giving it directly to the people who need it.
The state budget often deals with non-spending related items as well. This year, there's a push to allow ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft to operate outside of New York City. Rules governing insurance for drivers remain unresolved. Several of Governor Cuomo's former associates have been charged with corruption in connection with economic development contracts, and the governor has once again proposed some ethics reforms. But government reform groups say they are not optimistic that ethics changes will end up as part of the budget. Dick Dady with Citizens Union says unlike in past years, Cuomo has held no meetings with reformers.
We've had no communication from the governor's office about ethics or about voting reform, even though he made a big splash about it in the State of the State. And I know my other colleagues have not heard much at all from the second floor. So we take away from that they're not that serious.
Citizens Union is currently suing the governor over a 2016 law to make not-for-profits disclose their donors' names and addresses on an open website. Citizens Union, as well as some other groups, say that could have a chilling effect on free speech and their ability to fundraise. Dady says he hopes the two incidents are not related, but he says he does believe that the additional disclosure requirements tucked into a bill passed last June was payback for past critiques by government reform groups on the lack of ethics reforms in Albany.
All the good government groups have been very critical of his attempt to try and, what we believe, silence us for our constructive criticism of any elected official here in New York City.
Citizens Union released a report on $4.3 billion in the budget that they say are spent at the discretion of Governor Cuomo and lawmakers, with almost no details released to taxpayers. They also believe that the more than $9 million in economic development project grants needs to be more transparent to the public. The former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who is now facing a jail term, drew on one of those funds to make illegal payments to a cancer researcher. He also recommended clients to Silver's law firm. The governor's spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, in a response, got personal.
Each one of the governor's reforms have been discussed for months, if not years, with these stakeholders. Dick Dady's fragile ego aside, rest assured that work on the governor's budget continues.
And as a party called Citizens Union, a group that began in 1897 to fight Tammany Hall corruption, hypocrites for preaching transparency while suing to keep their own donors secret. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.